Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Look Up America. Available wherever books are sold, right, Gary?
Yeah, or Amazon.com has it, too.
And your own website, please.
Financialseminary.org, O-R-G. We're a nonprofit. Yep.
Check that out. Gary, I believe America is exceptional. Here are some of the reasons why. I believe America has an exceptional economy, an exceptional entrepreneurial base that's capable of growing this economy out of whatever our problems are, that's unique in the world. We have a Main Street banking system that's unique in the world. We have a system of government that's unique in the world. We have an attitude about other people that's unique in the world. I love what Colin Powell said once. He said, the thing about America, what differentiates us from other people from a standpoint of foreign policy, he said, whenever we conquer a nation, we give the country back to the people and ask for only enough land to bury our dead. That's American exceptionalism, Gary. And I think it's time for Americans, whether we do it through spirituality, whatever method it takes, Gary, I think it's time for Americans to stand up and take stock of what's exceptional about America, to not be embarrassed about our mistakes, not feel bad about if we cause a boo-boo from time to time. We're going to do that. You're going to make mistakes if you take risks, if you care about people. But I think it's time for Americans to stand up and have a higher regard and a greater appraisal and an appreciation and a respect and a love for American exceptionalism. And I just named a handful there, 150 more. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with you, but I want you to do one thing, Jim, is go see the movie Lincoln.
Yeah.
It is, of all our political leaders, if there was anyone who has ever, as we're talking about today, transcended politics,
yes,
economics. Then I want you to read when he did his Thanksgiving thing, he talked about his speech. He talked about how we have prospered as no nation in history has ever done. And,
right,
Jim, we have been blessed, as you
that's
say.
That's another
so
level of exceptionalism.
Manifold.
Exactly.
But then he went on, and I think one thing that makes a country exceptional is it's always had a Judeo-Christian foundation.
Right.
Where, like Lincoln would say, we've had good things, but we have forgotten God. And if you think about all of the things that are troubling us day to day, Jim, from the distrust in our institutions and so on, it is a moral problem, Jim. I have said for 20 years my primary theme has been it's not the economy, stupid, it's the moral crisis.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I still think it comes back. Gary, if you believe in American exceptionalism, then you believe in something greater than yourself. And part of America's exceptionalism is our faith base, our faith life, and the part of our foundation of our country that was based on faith. I definitely think that we need to get back to that. There's another thing, Gary, quickly on this exceptional thing, and that is the contributions, the giving that Americans do infinitely above and beyond what our government does. Whenever there's an issue, that happens in America unlike anywhere else in the world.
That's true in charitable giving, Jim.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but if you look at, for example, I think we're becoming, Jim, big picture, very much like Northern Europe. Okay, Finland,
and that
Denmark,
that is not
Sweden,
going to be good for the world, Gary. If America becomes Europe, then planet Earth is doomed, in my opinion.
Well, not Southern Europe, Jim. I'm talking about Northern Europe. A lot of people confuse them. Even Forbes magazine has done an article on how nice things are in Denmark, for example.
I've been to Denmark. They're nice people. Sweden,
yeah, and
too.
It's a different system, but there is a... What I think is I'm a Lutheran, Jim, and the Lutheran ethos, if you want to call it that, continues in Northern Europe of people caring for one another and so on. And they do it differently. They do it through the state, Jim. But
yeah, but I'm against that. I'm against
I know, and that's okay, Jim.
They don't have exceptionalism when that happens. The state cannot be exceptional. Only the people can be exceptional.
Oh, okay.
Including the leaders.
But always remember, Jim, in this season of reflection on Christmas, is that Moses was not just a religious leader, Jim. He was the leader of the state.
Leader. That's right.
He was a political leader,
right,
Jim. And we can't be too, we don't want to differentiate those in our minds too much, because Moses was always willing to use what he called the law of Moses, to make things right when they weren't. And
Gary,
sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot when we forget that, Jim.
Thank you for being here today. Good job today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you,
Jim. Enjoyed it very much. Have a good one. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Gary joined us. Look up America. That's his book. We got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.